Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
You know what's funny? So Pebbles, earlier, I was goofing on you because we were arguing about Beyonce versus Bruno Mars, seeing him live.
Mm-hmm.
And Pebs was like, you guys, because I said Bruno and Melissa said Bruno, and Pebs was like, you guys would rather see, do you not know Beyonce's catalog of extraordinary moments?
And being in her presence.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, so that's the thing that you're, the random thing that you're bougie about. Your fandom of Beyonce.
Oh.
Because one of many things, apparently.
Yeah, I'm bougie about a lot of things.
So Leroy experienced something yesterday that, again, where there was just random bouginess happening, apparently. You just heard him do the... That indicates when a black person is about to say something that they're frustrated them.
Oh, man, shut up.
How do I inform my white listeners? So what was it called that you went to?
View Boston.
View Boston. So, okay, if you've ever been to the restaurant, top of the Pru, and then they closed it, and they were like, we're going to renovate this whole area at the top of the Pru. They changed
top
it to
the Hub.
Yeah, top of the Hub, sorry.
Yeah.
They changed it to View Boston, which is a whole experience now. It's not just food. And they invited you to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of the first people to...
It was really... It's really nice.
And by the way, you can see the pictures on the Get Up Crew Facebook page.
Sir.
It actually was really cool looking.
Oh, yeah. Really, really nice. Had a great time. Wasn't a lot of people. It was a small group of people that went to go and check this thing out. So... I'm just enjoying it. Exclusive.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a brother felt a little bit special, but not for the right reason. So when I first got there, I'm sorry, I didn't fit in. Let me just put it like that. People were kind of Instagram ready, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, like influencers.
You know,
and stuff like
whatever.
That.
So I go there and I'm already noticing there's some looks.
Mm-hmm.
And people are looking. And I get that whole feeling is he sneaking his way in? Is he supposed to be?
Why doesn't he have a tray of food?
Yeah, exactly.
Who let him in?
Yeah. Where's my valet ticket? Let's give it to him so he can get the car time. Oh, yeah. Anyway, so we go upstairs, but I'm already feeling some type of way. And so I made sure to be the first to get on the elevator. Make sure I was the first to get off the elevator.
Yep.
I wasn't walking in the back of the group. And you
weren't operating the elevator.
And so again, it's really, really nice. And this
push your own damn button.
Right. And this is not against anything View Boston. They did a phenomenal job. It's you gotta go check it out. But what I noticed was, man, a lot of people there going on the tour and stuff, yo, they're mad. Bougie, man. I was like, yo, get me. I didn't want to be around them. They're all sitting there, and I kept getting those looks like he doesn't fit the, I don't know. What's the word they use when, like, if someone's Instagram is set up a certain way? Is it aesthetic?
Influencer.
Aesthetic. Yes.
Oh, aesthetic.
I didn't fit and whatever. Like, whatever. I cannot stand being around bougie, stuck-up people. I was like, oh, here's this new thing, and we're here. We have our cups, and we're sipping. And it's like, what the hell?
Bougie doesn't necessarily mean stuck-up.
What it means? I'll tell you what it means. It means having a little extra knowledge of something, and when you meet with someone who doesn't have as much knowledge of you in that subject, it automatically makes you feel superior, and it makes you feel like their opinion isn't worth... I'll give you an example. I have a random bouginess about steak. You know how I like my steak, right?
Yeah.
So if you and I are having a disagreement about something and you feel like you're right and I can't convince you to come to my side, at the end of the day, I'm like, how smart is he really because he eats his steak medium well?
Oh, my God.
Clearly, he has no idea what he's talking about.
I think it's more about like standards and expectations. So
standards and expectations.
Yes. Like my bouginess is, it's not Beyonce. My bouginess is when I travel.
Oh, here we go.
Like
That's a good one.
If I if I could afford first class, I would be in first class every single time.
So you're not even first class, but you're bougie in the class below first class?
Oh, yeah. I'm levels. I mean,
excuse me, they called group A. Excuse me, they called group A.
Absolutely. I am in group A. I got TSA pre-check. I got global entry.
You get annoyed when you see people lined up and you're like, that is not all group A.
Right.
Why is group B standing right now?
Yes, that is me.
In my way.
That is me.
Buddy.
Hotels. Oh, yeah. I'm bougie when it comes
She's like,
travel.
Treat me like a queen on the budget that I am on.
Exactly.
Yeah. I have one. I just thought of it.
Oh, I know yours.
No, well, I have a few.
Okay.
But mine is concerts and sporting events.
Mm. Okay.
If I am not, and this is just because of us being treated the way we've been, you know, as far as we get
Don't
stuff
love
for
me
free.
With your bouginess.
No, I'm saying, all right, fine. The way that I have been treated over the years with free stuff for what we do for work. Like, we get concert tickets. We get sporting event stuff, right? So, if I'm not going to be sitting in either a luxury box or in the front row the 50-yard line, I'll just watch it at home. No, I'd rather stay home. Because it's like, once
I'm not in the balcony.
Right.
This is Melissa walking to her seat.
Like, if somebody asks me to go to a show, the first thing I ask
Melissa
is,
has
where
a
are
line?
The seats?
You know, Melissa Iannuzzo!
It's just
from the one fam Iannuzzo!
It's an idiot. Where are the seats? It's my first question.
So wait a minute. Celtics make it to the finals. It's game 7. But your seats are up against the wall.
Nope. Hell no. No. No.
Wow.
I just won't go. I would rather watch it at home. Like, if I'm going to be that far back. But that's just, listen, we all have it.
Yep.
We all have a level of bougie when it comes to certain things. And that just happens to be mine.
What is your, the most random thing that you're bougie about? Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
So the one thing I would have to say that I'm bougie about is my hotel stays, my Airbnb stays. I'm not trying to go somewhere and, you know, especially hotels nowadays where everything is kind of inflating in price. Those hotel stays are inflating in price. I'm not trying to go in there with dirty sheets or, you know, from somewhere like on the floor, like it smells like smoke in there, like. If I'm going somewhere and I can't be in the comfort of my own bed, I want to feel like my own bed. Like, I almost sometimes want to bring my own sheets there. But I will say I always check the bed, whether it's an Airbnb or a hotel, make sure that there's no nasty little critters crawling in there. I'm all set with that. People, you know, sometimes the general public aren't so clean. So.
I'm with you, sister.
I know people who bring their own blankets and pillows when they go to hotels. Yeah.
Mm. Have you ever done bad hotels, and that's why you or were you always just like this?
So I've done one bad hotel stay. I won't name the company respectfully. But let me just say, I have a lot of tattoos, a lot of piercings, you know, I work in the hospital setting, so I'm already very anal about everything being clean because I work with the general public. And I went to a hotel once, in the greater Boston area, and, it almost looked like somebody had got their whole body tattooed and the sheets were stained. So whether they had a hair day, and they were, you know, dyeing each other's hair and rolling around in the sheets. I don't know, but it was the most disgusting thing. And I was just like, wow, like, if I don't have to stay in a hotel, I won't. I honestly rather, you know, even Airbnbs, I get kind of creeped out about.
There is something weird about, like, going. So, like, when I think about it like that, I try not to think about it too deep because I'm like, yo, how many people have slept in this bed and stuff? But I've stayed in some bad. It's always like last minute. One time I went with a bunch of friends to New York and we were broke and we decided once we got there, we were going to find a hotel. And yo, when I tell you how small this hotel room was, it was me and my cousin Fatty. We had I'm not a big guy. Fatty's a big guy. He had to walk into the bathroom sideways. But
oh my God.
As soon as we walked in, there was two beds, but they were basically one bed broken in half. They were right next to each other. You walked in, you opened the door. The door hit the beds. That's how close it was. And then you had a slide in between the bed and the wall to get to the bathroom. And for some reason, the bathroom was tight. I don't know why the doorway to this. It must have been an old ass hotel. Yeah, Fatty had to go in sideways.
Nope.
And we had a cockroach that we called our third roommate because we couldn't even. The hotel room was so small that the cockroach never like had an opportunity to disappear on us. We're like, there he is.
What part of New York was this?
It was right outside Times Square. Okay. That's why.
I stayed in a hotel in Times Square. Same thing. It was so tiny, you couldn't move.
And my wife and I went to Cali, and we were supposed to go to San Fran. We were like driving to Northern California, but there was mudslides, so we had to just like stop at this one hotel where, I mean, the best way I could describe it was once we got out of the car, I said to her, I was like, yo, we're leaving tomorrow because I can smell the disease right now.
Ew. No.
Oh, I'm not even joking. No. It was so bad. This is Alo.
Hi.
Alo.
Hey.
What's up, Alo?
Hey, so I'm real, real, real bougie about my food. I don't care if we can go into the hottest spot. Please make my food the way I ask for it because I'm paying my money. You know what I'm saying? I'm not rude about it, but I will let you know. Like, excuse me, this is not well done. Excuse me, there's not enough cheese on here.
I don't care
if we
add
Chuck E. Cheese. Excuse me, make sure my pizza slices are cut, please.
That's right.
That's good.
Gotta be bougie about food. Gotta be.
This is... Oh, Ron agrees with you, Pebbles. Go ahead, Ron.
Hey, what's up, Long time listener, second time caller. Always want to say that. But I agree with Pebbles. You got to be bougie within your budget.
So bougie within the budget. Love that.
Yes. When I flew into California on the way back, I got upgraded seats on the Virgin Airlines. I don't know if you guys flew Virgin Airlines before, but they're like spectacular.
Ooh.
Their freaking seatbelt video is a music video. Like.
Ooh, I love
it. So I got the upgraded seat for extra leg room because I dislocated my knee at a party a while back.
Oh no!
All right, cool. I get on the plane, and there's this old couple sitting in the seats, and they see me. They was like, hey, you want this row to yourself? I was like, sure, why not? So they moved to the other side because the other side people never showed up. Then my friend comes up and says, hey, you got all this to yourself? I was like, yeah, I got extra leg room. He's like, can I sit here with you? I was like, no, you peasant.
What's his name again?
Taron.
Am I the only one that's dying to know the backstory of how you dislocated your knee at a party?
Oh, man.
It was a friend's birthday party, and she threw a balloon at my face. So I went and I threw it back, and then she tried to trick me. And me, I was like, yeah, you ain't going to trick me. I'm not going down like no sucker. But my knee was like, nah, this is happening. And it popped out of place. I fell to the ground and went right back into place. I was like,
Yo, that's hilarious.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.